From Tidbits on February 19th, 2018. This is Facebook Shows Why SMS Isn't Ideal for Two-Factor Authentication by Josh Centers. If you follow recommended security practices, you use two-factor authentication on every online service that allows it. For those who aren't familiar with two-factor authentication, it makes it so a username and password is no longer sufficient to log into your account. You must also provide a 6-digit time-based one-time password that is either sent to your phone via SMS text message or generated by an app. SMS is the most popular method of receiving two-factor authentication codes because it's nearly universal and easy to understand. You give your phone number to an online service, and it sends you a code to enter when you try to log in. Easy. But SMS is less than ideal, as a recent Facebook issue has once again demonstrated. In theory, the phone number you provide to Facebook for two-factor authentication should be used only for that. However, many Facebook users are receiving unwanted text message notifications from Facebook. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Smile and Backblaze. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, subscribe to our podcast, and get updates via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Josh Centers, and thanks for listening.